Not that long ago, Hawaii's booming solar industry saw a very bright future with seemingly no end in sight for its growth. But a moratorium on solar hookup to HECO brought the industry's downturn into sharp focus. Over the last 18 months, thousands of customers have been waiting for permission to connect their solar power systems. Only a handful have been recently granted. And in fairness, that's as we're waiting for some necessary studies to be released. As Hawaii's legislative session is set to start, the executive director of the Hawaii Solar Industry Association has a pointed to-do list. And Leslie Cole Brooks joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Great to see you again.
Good to talk to you, too. Now, when last we talked, the big concern was the fact that there was this moratorium. People were being left in limbo, waiting to see what could happen and could they possibly connect. We've only had a handful of people who have been allowed to do so very recently, but there are reasons for that. So without beating HECO unduly over the head, we are waiting for some studies that are due in the next couple of weeks, right?
Right, that's right. So we're expecting a study to come out, the final version here at the end of January, beginning of February. And it's looking at something called transient overvoltage, which is basically what happens if someone hits a power pole and the line breaks, and how quickly can an inverter turn off. So that's been a concern. The results preliminary are very positive, and we're hoping that when those are released soon, that those customers that are in the queue right now on the more saturated circuits will be able to be released. But there's a lot of customers in that queue, and it's a lot to be done to follow through on the promise that the utility made.
We're talking thousands.
Thousands, mm-hmm. Thousands of customers. And, you know, time goes so quickly. It's already, nearly the middle of January. Their commitment was to have the queue cleared, with the exception of just a handful, a couple of hundred, by April of this year. So I hope they have the resources and the staff in the NEM department to take care of those applications.
Last time we talked, there was also the issue of having smart inverters and what that would mean, so that as power is fed into the system, it would be done so safely. What kind of resolution have you seen happen with that, or growth in that discussion since we last talked?
Well, you know, inverters are smart already. I mean, there already are standards that have been in place for years and years that react to the grid and know what to do when and all that kind of thing. But because of the way distributed generation has grown, the utility has looked at new standards because of just how things are designed here. And, you know, that's been a frustrating process, I have to say. Since last year, June 9th, we had AES drop out like it did yesterday, right? And that was an emergency situation. But it's taken a very long time to get those new standards in place. And we're still waiting for the final results on that. And now every system that goes in, the customer has to commit to changing out those systems to the new standards. And it's created a lot of uncertainty for industry, too, because they're waiting to find out, well, what do they need so they can go through the testing and certification process.
And what's that standard going to be?
Right, right. So that's been very frustrating for us. We've been working closely with the industry or with the utility and the industry as a liaison to help them with what makes sense, what can be done, and let's just get it done. But it takes a long time. And
so the prognosis for that is still we're going to have to wait and see?
Well, it's getting closer. I believe that they've made a commitment by September of 2015 that will all be cleared up. But once they arrive at these new ride-through settings, the inverter manufacturers need to go and do testing and certification to ensure that their particular device can do that safely. So that takes time, too. Meanwhile, as you're installing a new system, you have to commit to going back and changing that out once it's been determined. So
all of this means that customers who are still in the queue or perhaps even thinking that they want to go and purchase a solar system are going to be just hanging.
That's kind of the posture right now. Yes. I mean, customers are actually getting to install, just nothing like it was before. And there just is a lot of uncertainty now. It's a very painful transition. But I still, I totally believe in distributed generation. It's such an important part of the puzzle here in Hawaii. We're going to get through this. We're going to get grid upgrades done so that we can have a modern system and take advantage of all these people and systems that want to get along. So
what does all this mean for potential new customers who have been thinking about this for a while, waiting to see what was going to happen, see whether that what they wanted to have happen could actually be something that would happen in reality? I mean, they feel like they're sort of we're all in this wait and see mode.
Yes, we are. For customers that are in the queue as of October 22nd of 2014, there is uncertainty there as well in terms of how the utility is going to treat those new applications. Will we need to wait for the commission to respond to the utility's plan? Are some going forward? It's really unclear. And then on top of that, we also have a docket that's looking at non-export systems, which is another way that a customer could potentially install install photovoltaics, have battery backup, it's more expensive, but it'd be a way that we could still keep the momentum and trying to do everything we can to reduce our dependence upon fossil fuels, help the environment. That's also in process right now. And we actually had a bit of a breakthrough this last week with that docket. So it's getting closer, and that's a very important stepping stone because we see storage is so key with the big picture here because of the joke that got played on Hawaii, right? You know, that God played the little joke that we have sun, wind, wave, biomass, geothermal, and our peak load is at night. And so the load and the generation doesn't always match. But with storage, that problem can be solved.
What are you making of the resignation of Hermina Morita? Does that play into this at all?
Oh, it absolutely does. I just got the news this morning, actually, and it's a bittersweet thing because she's been involved in energy for a very long time. There are several very complicated and key dockets at the PUC right now, and she has, she's in the midst of all that. And so to lose her chair now is... I feel a little sad, and I'm sorry to see her go. And at the same time, I really am excited about embracing change because I think we've been in a limbo there, too, because our commissioner, since before the election, has been at will. So was she going to be reappointed? What was going to happen? So now Governor Ige needs to act and appoint a new commissioner. And I'm hoping that will just invigorate the commission. I'm hoping that the commission is going to get all the resources they need. They can lock arms and they can get through this because they have the decoupling dockets, the PSIP, the distributed generation. And then, of course, we have the issue with NextEra and the merger. And it's just nuts, actually.
And if it's nuts for you on your end, as you're saying, in the minds of an average customer, this is something that is just swirling around them to where they're running the other way, which doesn't do much for your industry.
Well, I have this T-shirt that says it's an English saying, right? This is keep calm and carry on. I've been wearing that.
I think a lot of us have that T-shirt.
Okay, but that's where it came from. I wear it more and more, and I think that's just the thing. Keep calm, carry on. Renewable generation is the right thing to do, large and small. We've got a lot of roof space out there. People want to invest. We're going to get there, but it's tough. So,
well, good luck as you come into the beginning of next session next week.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
We'll see how things go.
Okay.
Thanks so much
Thanks.
For coming in with an update. Leslie Cole Brooks is the executive director of the Hawaii Solar Energy Association, a nonprofit trade organization. She trained as a geologist, later became an attorney, and is a member of the California and Hawaii State Bar Associations.